If you're looking for the Shams and Giannis discussion, Odyssey.com Rewind. But for right now, here's Rico TV, a replay, and what it sparked.
The NFL Network replayed the Lions-Commanders game early Sunday morning. While some of you are getting ready for church at church or going brunch with your mother, I was watching it. Mike, after I watched that game, I realized it wasn't as bad as I thought. It was actually worse. The defense that that Lions team went out there and played with was horrific. The fact that Jaden Daniels did whatever he wanted to do. They didn't punt the ball. They just went at will. They dictated the flow in Ford Field. The Lions were really in control after that first touchdown. And after that, they were all sizzle, no steaks. They scored off trick plays, not driving down the field, doing it. Your defense was horrible. Yeah, you were missing some people on the defensive line. Hutch, McNeil, which led me to thinking, so why was Brad so obtuse in saying, well, we got Hutch, and that's all you really need, and I don't understand why people want to see more on the defensive line. Because I rewatched that game. You cannot go back into the season with that same line. And McNeil, we already said, probably not going to play for a while. I don't think Hutch is going to be available. He's going to be available, but I don't think he's going to be 100% Hutch when the season starts. You're playing a tougher schedule. You're going up against mobile quarterbacks. You're playing a just better teams. And then all of a sudden, the news with Trey Hendrickson comes out today from Cincinnati. Absolutely, the Lions need to do whatever they have to do, Mike.
Well, what came out?
That basically that they haven't talked. I'm sorry, the Cincinnati and Trey haven't talked in a while. And Trey came out and said that they aren't talking to his people, and it's just kind of in limbo. Nothing has been resolved yet, and he doesn't know where he's going to be. He doesn't know what's his future with Cincinnati. My thing is, watching that game, I was just shocked. Like, man, some of the stuff, I just forgot about the third and the fourth quarter and the interceptions and everything that went down in that game. But the defense was just, all right, fourth and two, we're going to go for it. Fourth and three, all right, we're going to go for it. And we're going to do this. And they couldn't stop anything. The only thing that stopped the Commanders from scoring was the time ran out in the game. And they realized we had enough. We'll save some for the next week. Plain and simple. Watching that, I was blown away of just how they're not really attacking and going after the defensive line, whether it was the draft, whether it's through a trade, whether it's free agency. It's imperative. If this team wants to go that next step, they have to make a move. And with Trey Hendrickson, that may be the move. Because, you know, according to CBS, the Lions are the number one team that could end up landing him and bringing him into the fold. I don't think it's re-signing Za'Darius Smith, because if that was the case, I think the Lions would have done that a long time ago. He's out there for a reason. I can't get into Brad's head, but all I know is you cannot go into the season with what you had last year and just waiting for those pieces to come back, because, Mike, I don't even think those pieces would have been enough to stop the Commanders if they were healthy.
Okay, well, people, what do you say? I mean, honestly, look, I'm done yelling and screaming about it. There's no point. They're not going to do it. I love where your head is at. I think you're 100% right. I still don't get how you don't just take a first-round pick and go get Trey Hendrickson, pay the guy, figure it out later. But I just don't have any faith they're doing it because they believe they're the smartest people in the galaxy.
I know, but I'm like, they get paid to sit there and break that game down. I just rewatched it on the Humble because it was on, and then I'm watching. Like, okay, I don't think it was as bad as I thought. I was like, it was worse. I mean, they got desperate. You know, J-Mo, I forgot about the J-Mo pick. Like, really? This is what we do when we're down just 10 points? It might as well have been 50 points the way they were playing, because they knew that defense wasn't stopping the Commanders at all. They had to score on every play. I think that's why Goff threw the picks and everybody, because they were all playing out of their element instead of that quiet confidence they had all year. They were playing a real team with a real quarterback, And that defense?
Well,
horrible.
See, that's the problem is the people's focus this week isn't where it probably should be. Oh, it's schedule week. Hey, what games are we on national TV and who do you want to play? Have you looked at the teams on the schedule, the amount of high-level quarterbacks you're facing, and then comp it to last year? Last year, you played about 4 high-level quarterbacks. This year, it's like 30. I don't think you're wrong.
No.
But I have no faith this football team and this brain trust would make that move. I just don't. Now, here's the other thing. Before people call up and get angry at you, it's not like people are breaking down the door to get Trey Hendrickson. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of movement there, league-wide.
It's very weird.
So, maybe the rest of the league feels the way the Lions do. We like the player. We don't love him. We're willing to pay him, but we're not going to. He's not Max Crosby, or they don't think that he's Myles Garrett, etc. I don't know, man. Would I do? Of course I would.
Yeah. But if not, I would have drafted somebody instead of this. I know.
Look,
you took somebody in the 6th round. Good luck with that.
No, it's just. Okay, this is not me agreeing with it. They have said repeatedly, we're the smartest people ever. We don't put our pants on the same way. We believe we have everything we need in this room, and you people are stupid. That's the Lions' approach. Okay, better win a playoff game. Better do something impactful.
No,
because if you take a step back, there's going to be receipts of a different order. Because it's hard to... It's hard to say they did a lot this offseason. They didn't. They went in their own pantry and put gold stars on their favorite spices in the pantry. Yeah. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, and I challenge any Lions fan, and I know it may be painful for you, but just go back and watch some of that game.
Don't.
Because and then ask yourself the question, did this team do enough to improve the defense to get you prepared for this upcoming season? I say no. And I say in bold letters, just flat out, no, you didn't. You could. I think if everybody was healthy, I still think Jane Daniels would still just score at you at will. Your defense was just trying to outscore the Commanders. And once you start throwing the picks and they got control, that was it. It was ball game. So if you feel like this defense, they did enough to get you over the hump, let me know. 248-539-9797, because I don't think they did. And it just angered me, because then I went back to, you know, Brad, why do you have to have 2? We got one of the best in the game. It's like, okay, well, you can have 2. Because unlike quarterback, you can play 2 defensive ends at once.
You could play 4.
Unlike, right, it's one of those positions you could put as many out there as you can. This ain't a quarterback. This ain't a kicker where you can only have 1. You could have brought in an extra guy, and now you are dictating the defense. Now you're dictating what's going to happen on your field instead of, well, we got to come up with schemes and trickery and all of that. I was just blown away, because I have forgotten about so much of that game. Some of it, maybe you just put it out your mind, but it was like, wow, that really.
And again, here's what CBS writes. You can do what you want with it. CBS Sports Today, the number one destination for Trey Hendrickson, the Detroit Lions. They addressed their O-line early in the NFL draft. They've added wideout depth. One area that went curiously overlooked, pass rusher. Despite their desperate need, with more than $40 million in cap space still available, they could be a prime landing spot for the proven talent. Guys, I appreciate everything Rico's saying. Please don't take it as dismissive. I'm not. I agree totally. It's like arguing about, is pizza good? There's no argument. I can't yell about it. It's simply good. It's factual. The idea that you're contending for a Super Bowl and you're leaving $40 million in cap space on the street to rot, no, it doesn't make sense. The idea that Hendrickson's available, I don't really care what he wants. I don't really care what it costs. Oh, well, Aiden, yeah. Well, is Aiden better with Trey Hendrickson here?
Yeah.
So I just do it. But I can't yell about it anymore. They're not doing it. They have this thing about long-term success, that they're not going to do anything to shorten whatever their perceived window is. I just, it's not right or wrong. I just don't think it's optimal. I don't think that's the optimal way to bring the Lombardi Trophy home when you've blown, make no mistake now, you've blown two premium opportunities. Up 17 in the NFC title game to San Francisco, dead. Number one seed, off a bye week, at home, rookie quarterback, favored by 10, dead. I'm not really interested in fictional and hypothetical runs at a Super Bowl 3, 4, 5 years from now. I got this year and next year. Yeah. That cap space, figure it out later. But I just can't yell about it. They're not doing it. But do you agree with Rico? The Hendrickson news today, they're not even talking. You got cap space. CBS has you top of the charts. You know who's number two? The Commanders. Number three to Packers and number four to Bears. You do not want Hendrickson June 1st in one of those places.
You do not.
Especially Green Bay, who, like you, needs a pass rush.
And they spent all their capital in getting receivers, so their receivers are going to be cheap. And they have, I think, $31 million in cap space available.
So what do you want to do? Look, if you believe they did enough to be a Super Bowl team, that's fine. That doesn't mean you can't do more. Do you think the Lions, now that the dust is settled, should try to acquire this guy? That's really all it comes down to. All right, we'll get to the people in a second. Rico's fever dream of rewatching the Commanders game, plus the news today about Trey Hendrickson. It just sparked a conversation. I'm not yelling about it. I don't have the energy to do it any longer. But I just don't know how you can say you're all in to win a Super Bowl when you're leaving $40 million of cap space out there. Oh, but what about 2026? I understand. The cap is not real. You'll figure it out. You really think you're paying Goff $70 million next year without a restructure? Come on, guys. And hell, Kirby's money doesn't even really hit until year three. The point Rico's making, CBS puts an article out, the top five destinations, you're number one. You got the cap space. You got the championship window. You have the ability to do it. Packers are on there. Cardinals are on there. Commanders are on there. You definitely don't want them in the NFC. We've had this conversation, but I leave it to you
guys. You don't. And I look at that defense, Mike, and you're going up against a much better caliber of quarterbacks this season.
Oh, but who do you want to play on Christmas Day? Talk about a conversation about nothing.
It's pre-draft talk.
Nothing. David, what do you got?
Rico, you are 100% correct. This team refuses year after year to get a good defensive end opposite Hutch. This regime has never put an emphasis on it, and I don't understand why. They will go 9-8 this year with that schedule with no defensive end. That is Guy from Royal Oak.
Yeah, Guy from Royal Oak. I was right there with you. I was like, this guy was a rookie. And he wasn't fazed by the crowd. He wasn't fazed by all the extra stuff. He just came in here and got it done, put on that silly little skull cap, and just walked away with the victory.
That defense was healthy. That game would have been totally different. Literally five rushers were injured for that game. Their best corner and their best interior lineman will be good.
Yeah, again, but you can play that game too. Washington lost their best offensive lineman during the game. Washington had injuries too. Look, do whatever revision history you want. Stick to the point. Trey Hendrickson is not currently talking to the Bengals and probably won't report for camp. You have $40 million in cap space doing nothing. How are you worse with Hendrickson? I thought so. So that's Rico's main point.
Yeah, you're not.
That's all. Let's go to the people. We will go to Russell 97.1. Russ, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Mike and Rico?
Hey.
I just wanted to weigh in on the Lions, man. I've been watching the Lions for quite some time, man, since I was like 12 years old. When I started watching the Lions, they had Jeff Conlon and Eric Hipple. But just I'm saying that just to say that the Lions have become arrogant and they haven't won anything. That's just my thing about it. How can you have a winning culture about something and you haven't won anything? And then you know that you need a defensive end to pair with Hutchinson, and you don't go get one. Why would you not sign Za'Darius Smith and sign a guy who can't stay healthy. That's all I want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't understand what and Russell, it really, my point, just watching that game was driven home, and I'm thinking about Brad, like, this should be top priority, and you didn't go out and do anything in the draft, because I thought maybe you'll address it with one of your first two picks. No, you didn't. And it's not to say that I didn't like the picks. You know, the defensive tackle, good, but you still need somebody out on the edge.
And I believe Green was still sitting there, wasn't he?
He was. He was. Now, for Green, I think Green was one of those guys. He was this year's version of that player that just keeps falling and falling, and nobody really knows why, and you'll never find out why. And you just got to hope that you were right and he doesn't blow up and you're like, well, why did we pass on him? I don't know. Everybody else said pass on him.
Okay, but I don't believe that you can have a team full of choir boys. You have to have a few monsters on your squad. You know, just some guys that other opposing teams have to prepare for. And I only believe that's Aiden Hutchinson on defense. I'm not talking about the offensive side of the ball. But they have only one person on defense that, to me, is a monster, and that's Aiden Hutchinson. Now, Brian Branch is pretty good. Kirby Joseph is pretty good. But outside of that, I don't see anybody else dominating on that side of the ball.
Well, Aleem McNeil, except he's going to be dead for at least half the season. I mean, Aleem is underappreciated, Russell. He's a top five, top seven defensive tackle in this sport. He's a disruptor, and he is not going to be around to help you, I probably, till past Halloween. So I agree with you. I agree with Rico. But I've laid down my sword months ago. This is who the Lions are. They're more concerned about playing dress up the week of the draft. Fine. Do whatever you like. You better go win.
And I'm with you, and I'm almost angry at myself because I had forgotten about it, and then I watched that game. Like,
why would you do that to yourself?
Because I was like, oh, okay, you know what I want to see here? Like, oh, I forgot what happened. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Touchdown, touchdown.
Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes,
Rico, I totally agree with you. The Lions are very rigid. And it is really bothersome because they haven't really done anything, in my opinion, to make themselves better this year. In fact, I'd argue they got worse. They lost Ben Johnson. They lost Aaron Glenn. Jared Goff, I think, will take a step back. The defense will be McNeil, not back to, like you said, Mike, after Halloween. Hutchinson coming off an injury. The Bears got better. The Vikings got better. The Packers are always good. And I just don't understand why here in this town we are, like, so scared to, like, take the risk. I mean, is it safe to say, Mike, that Brad Holmes is just a very good GM, but he's not elite?
Well, yeah, because he hasn't won anything, but he is very good. No one would argue it. The difference, though, between very good and then people want to turn him into, you know, the architect of the 1970s Steelers, like, that's there's a departure there. I think he's done a very good job. But no, you don't have four rings to roll across the table.
Yeah, like if you listen to people here, you think we live in New England and we're in the height of the Patriots dynasty. But anyway, no, Mike, I think this is an 11-6 team. I think they win the North, but unless they go out and get Hendrickson, I just don't see how they, you know, win a Super Bowl. And at the end of the day, Mike, I don't really care about being good for a long time.
No.
Because if it doesn't amount to a ring, who cares? Like, I'm also a huge Tigers fan. In the early 2010s, when I was growing up, the Tigers, it was some of the best baseball I've ever watched. But at the end of the day, they didn't win a World Series, so it all ended up for nothing. But at least those teams, Dombrowski and Ilitch, tried to build a championship. I do not believe the Lions are using all their resources to win a Super Bowl like a team like the Ravens are doing, or like the Eagles.
Especially when you're leaving money on the table and you're not using it to improve your team.
No, but don't worry. That's calculating. We got to sign LaPorta in 17 years. Look, man, I got nothing left for you. I'm leaving it to you and the people.
I'm here for you. I should have been like you. And then I just got hooked, and it was like watching that bad movie.
Yeah,
you know the ending.
I'm a root like hell for him. Is this the way I would do it if I had a rookie quarterback walk into my house and take a duty in my living room. No, I would have gone all hands on deck. This is never happening again. But that's just not who they are. And look, think about it. They've never been popular. Now everybody drinks their bathwater. There's a season ticket waiting list. Mm-hmm. They can say whatever they want. Everybody kisses their ass. Yeah,
there's video of Coach getting a beanbag in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah, all our players have podcasts, huh? Am I right? I mean, come on. So they just, they're the hillbilly that hit the lottery. They don't know how to act.
I blame myself. I should have just turned the channel. But I just got so angry listening. Because all I could hear, we got one, like the interview he did with the morning show. Well, we already got somebody. So why do we need somebody else? Because you could play them both at the same time.
Okay, I'll leave that one alone. That upset me that day. That'll upset me forever.
You know, is it like this in other markets?
Yes, it is.
Now you feel my pain. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green.
Somebody fix the air conditioning. You know, I'm sorry to do that, but there's just certain things that can't be in a sports update. College hockey recruiting would be one.
I wanted to hear it. Now I know. The more you know, Mike.
Slow down.
Giannis wants out of Milwaukee. Trey Hendrickson's not talking to Cincinnati. You got the NBA playoffs going on. You got the Tigers. College hockey?
Michigan is king.
Erie Otters legend. You know this.
It has nothing to do with Michigan being king. Nothing.
Just saying, where's this kid going?
It has nothing to do with that. But, you know, go ahead and worry about Michigan. Go ahead.
I don't. I'll send you a text message.
David. Incorrigible. David, couple ticket texts. We'll go to the callers.
What is a realistic trade for Trey? He says, he just educate me. Is it a 2026 first?
Sure.
2027 second? Would that work?
Sure. All of it. I don't know. Offer him a first-round pick. What leverage does Cincinnati have? The guy may retire. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We all want Hendrickson except Brad. Let him cook. Shaking my head. Jason from Detroit. Someone else says, call me crazy. Brad doesn't want to win now. He wants to win in 27, the seven-year plan.
I'm never going to say that about Brad Holmes. That's not fair. But he is a different way. Yeah. I don't know if there's an edict. I don't know if this is just what he wants to do. But I don't understand anyone saying they're all in to win a Super Bowl leaving that amount of cap space.
That's where he contradicts himself. Yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust, he said last year. But you're not acting that way. Your picks are not that way. You know, we could send Cincinnati a bunch of third-round picks, those Aaron Lynn picks.
You got to stop. Okay. This Tesla kid might be really good, man. Arkansas had Taylen Green at quarterback. He was booty. I'm just saying, I know you're all been out of shape about that Tesla thing.
That is not the person. It's what you gave up.
You said you didn't like the way he looked at you. Go over to Ivory, 97.1. Ivory, how you doing?
I can't with
you. All right. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Ivory. What's on your mind?
Mainly on the Lions, Trey Hendrickson topic, but a quick point on the Pistons.
Yeah.
Look, I've been like, since they, got here and then drafted Hutchinson, I've been screaming at them to do what they can to get another premier edge rusher on the other side. But you know what I've realized over the years of, and I'm not going to come on the airwaves and all of a sudden act like Brad Holmes, he's not a good GM and they're not a good team.
No.
But you know, I've just come under the realization that they're like a slow cooker. You know, it just seems like they just want to slow roll their young talent and develop them. It just seems like this type of move, this type of thing. And, you know, they have history. They, through Dan Campbell and, formerly Aaron Glenn, they know this guy, you know. So it seems like they just won't want to make that type of move. I don't know. It just all depends, I think, on what it's going to cost. I think they're just all about getting their young guys, developing their young guys, and paying their young guys.
I think you're right. I think they're a crock pot.
That's just who they are.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean we have to like it. Right? Like you've said, right. We've talked about this. Ivory, you call all the time. It's not about what they're doing is illegal. It's just a difference of opinion, and I don't know that it lends itself to giving you the best chance at winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't disagree with it. I don't agree with it. I'm just the saying that I'm all about opportunity. Like anything in life, opportunity doesn't care about your current situation. Either you could take advantage of me or I'm going to move on. And if you have that situation where this opportunity comes, you don't want to worry about other teams. You want to develop through your own team. But, you know, like Rico said, like you got Washington, you got the Bears, you got, you know, if this opportunity is there, at least what I'm saying, at least make the call.
You got Philly, you got the Ravens. Like you have quarterbacks out there. Joe Burrow.
Right. Right. So that's the way I feel about that. But real quick on the Pistons, look, these players nowadays in the NBA, they just want to, Giannis necessarily kind of fits that. It seems like he's got a good head, like far he just wants to win. He's not all about the other drama stuff. But these players nowadays in the NBA, especially going into their primes, you know, or older age, whatever, they want to go play in Miami. They want to go play in nice weather. They want to go in Miami, Houston, Los Angeles. If he says okay to come to Detroit, which I love, I'm just saying from their end, like that would shock me.
Agreed.
But as far as the trade package, I'd do that all day because one, I was ready to move on from Durant anyway. Two, Ivy, you know that you were always going to have to give up him in any type of somebody was going to want that. And Tobias trade filler and these first round picks, they're going to be down the line anyway. So I'm doing that deal in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you got it, Ivory. And again, it's the reporting today. He wants out of Milwaukee. You're on a list of teams that it makes sense. Do I think he'd approve a deal here? No. But let's live in the easy pass lane for a minute.
Yeah, and if he did, Mike, he would tell you what the league really thinks about Cade Cunningham. If he said, you know what? Absolutely, he is a star in the making. Pair me with him.
Put Cade on Platinum Equity One, fly him out there, have a little brunch on a Chicago patio, and figure it out.
Sounds good.
Or listen to the Midday Show where every caller calls in and tells you Giannis is a bum and he can't shoot. I don't know.
That's the one that seems like, okay, that sounds like a caller said, okay, we'll give you these four players and draft picks for Giannis. And I'll be like, no. They're not going to take that. But if Milwaukee wants that, there's no way in the world I would say no. And I question anybody, their sanity to saying no, you don't want Giannis here.
We'll get back into it later. I know. If you want to hear that discussion, Odyssey.com rewind. Before we get back to your calls on Rico's Lions thing, just I said something to Rico here, and I want Kenny and David, I want you guys to tell me if I'm being unfair. So obviously the draft lottery is tonight. Right, that's kind of the centerpiece of the Giannis rumors. But they're putting up the big board, right? And you see Cooper Flagg number one, and you're like, okay. And then number two and number three, it's Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. And they got the stupid little Rutgers, little Radio Shack R up there.
Radio Shack.
I just looked at Rico, and I can't use the words I use because it involves some cussing. But I'm like, if these two bums couldn't lead their team to the NCAA tournament where everybody gets in. Everybody. I mean, SIU Edwardsville gets in. How good are you? I'm looking at the both of you. There are only five guys who start. I got the number two and three players in the NBA draft, and you couldn't drag Rutgers across the finish line? Is that fair or unfair on my part?
I see it as fair because I'm drafting you to be a difference maker. Whether that's a star on my starting lineup or coming off the bench, you still got to give me something to make an impact in this game.
Like, isn't that the first question in the interview?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, but Hunter, when Jet, Hunter, and I forgot the other guy.
Caleb Houston.
And they was like, they didn't make the tournament. And it was like,
three first round picks.
Well, you know, Hunter just decided I'm going to stay in
school. He's on the Tommy Boy plan.
Right. But, yeah, it was like that was the same thing. Like, you got all this talent.
I see, Michigan's on your mind again.
No. You didn't read the email or the text message.
What is this bit you two are doing?
I have no idea.
I'm just messing with him right now.
What have I missed?
Nothing. Just by the way, there's a great picture here of Knipple. taking a picture at the draft
combine. Bobby Nipples.
David, I told you you can't go on those sites at work. All right, man?
Top 10 pick.
Can Nipples clamp?
But yes, if you can't be a difference maker at Rutgers, then I'm sorry. No, thank you.
Dude, just can you creep in the play-in?
Now, in all fairness, I think one was injured. They didn't play together for most of the year.
Well, so, look, I don't care. This is why the draft picks don't matter. Look at this tonight. Oh, yeah. VJ Edgecombe. Oh, boy.
If you don't have, normally in most drafts, a top three pick, you're right. You're drafting a project. You're drafting somebody who's going to be probably going back and forth on a.
That's the other conversation. So when we get back into the honest thing. No, think about this. And I'm glad you brought this up. Ron Holland. Now, I couldn't have been more excited to get him. It is not an anti-Ron Holland thing. But how many years would you say Ron Holland's – how much more do I have to wait for Ron Holland prime? 3 years? Probably. 4 years?
Let's say four.
Okay. So those 4 years line up perfectly with, Cade's deal's done. Got to re-sign him. That's going to be an all-NBA supermax. So all these people who want to, let's just let it percolate. Percolate your coffee. If Giannis is available and he doesn't fart in your face or into the phone receiver when Detroit calls, you make a run.
And it'll tell you really quickly how much the rest of the league values Cade Cunningham.
And if I'm Giannis, I would value him highly.
Yeah. And if that's the case, like, whoa, Detroit, well, no beach, but I can win. Okay, I'll go there.
I've
been in Milwaukee, so.
He'll need to learn CPR if he wants to play with Luka. Guy's not even available in the fourth quarter. Like, who are these other guards? Luke, are you okay? Now he passed out again. Here, hold on. I mean, see, who's Giannis going to link up with? Okay, if you want to go to Houston, go to Houston. It makes sense. Miami? Yeah, if you like the weather and overpriced food.
I was about to say, that's just going to the town.
Yeah. There aren't a lot of spots. The Pistons
and
have
Pat
what
Riley, yeah. And he hasn't played in a long time.
He took away he took away LeBron's cookies. He did. All right, let's go to John 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy? John? And John.
How you going? How you doing,
there's
fellas?
There's Johnny. What's going on, buddy?
I just want to talk about Brad Holmes. If you guys know Brad Holmes, he valued offense way more than he valued defense. He had a wide receiver with a torn ACL. He had Jordan Davis right there. He take the wide receiver. He did not value defense nearly as much. So I wouldn't even entertain that thought, Henderson.
But John, you agree with me. Your job as a general manager is to get better every day. You know, these guys will be the first ones to get up at the lectern and lecture you about how they're working 24/7 and scouring the California Penal League and the Peruvian Professional League. If Trey Hendrickson ain't talking to his team and he's available and you got a boatload of cap space and you can't tell me you're not better, why is it insane to go, damn, pick up the phone?
This guy is arrogant. He does not want another DM. He just don't.
There's an element to it. John, originally I stayed away from that, and Rico had that opinion, but Rico's right, and I was wrong. I'm late to the party. But when that whole thing came out, the whole idea about Aiden saying, nah, we're not getting Myles Garrett, bruh. Can't have that many dudes on the D-line. And you had said, man, it felt like Aiden was counting his money. Mm-hmm. It does make you feel a certain way. Can't prove it.
It does feel that way.
It feels like, huh?
And it kind of feels like Brad just wants to
I'll tell you this.
I'm doing this, and I won, and I did not do what you guys wanted me to do.
But here's the problem. If you don't sign Aiden now, it could potentially cost you way more later. That's the issue. The last, and I hesitate to ever use the bargain word here, better sign him with one leg than to wait for him to come back, God willing, and he has a 16.5 sack season.
That's a real Sophie's choice right there, man.
I know it is. Yeah, but the pressure is a privilege.
I get what you're saying.
You know why? Kenny!
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
That's what the money's for.
That's what the money's
That's
for.
That's what the money's for. I'm sorry. There's only so many point, and you say the thing, times that you can. We don't pay running backs. That's what the money's for. Let me go off the Rolodex here.
No, it's just that. That's why you get paid. That's why there's only 32 of these jobs. It's Trajan Langdon's deal as well. Your job is to figure out what players on this roster profile to be championship caliber. You don't sit there and go, well, golly gee, guess I'll wait and figure it all out.
I got it, but I mean, who do you think is hypothetically holding up the deal? The Lions or Aiden? Because if I'm Aiden, do you bet
on yourself? You're asking me to pure speculation.
Just pure speculation. This is Mike Valeni's opinion.
Okay.
Nobody else's. This is just this is Mike and I having a private conversation.
Okay, just for bleeps and giggles?
Right.
And I have to pick a side.
Right.
Aiden's
betting on himself?
Because if I repped him, I'd want him to make more than Myles Garrett. And if I'm the Lions, buddy, one of your legs is barely attached. I ain't paying you $40-something million a year. You can come back and show it.
But as you're saying, but that's the thing. Like, maybe you take that chance. He blows up. Woo, glad we took the chance and bought him early. Michigan.
All right. What? Hold on. What is this bit between you two?
I'm just messing with him from the update. That's all. That's all.
I got no idea. I got no idea.
All right. 248-539-9797. We'll get a blitz in the mix. We got a lot more ground to cover. Michigan might be a part of it. I want to hearken.
Oh.
Hearken. Hearken. That's Rico's word. It was one of the great regular segments that Jamie and Wojo would do. And they would always title it Something or Nothing. And it was perfect because Jamie and Wojo would just lob it out there. And it's up to y'all to decide. But I got a Something or Nothing for you in the 4 o'clock.
Okay.
97.1.